America's enthusiasm for game shows and reality programming seems to remain strong this summer. The latest Nielsen television ratings show, Fear Factor, is the number one show, followed by The Weakest Link. Second-year Harvard Law student and NPR summer intern L'Oreal Edwards has been yearning to get on one of these programs. Now she seems to be getting serious.
I want to hear Rod Roddy say, L'Oreal Edwards!
Come on down! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right!
Or Regis ask me,
final answer?
Final answer.
For $1 million, I'll eat bugs. I'm even willing to risk humiliation.
You all the weakest link apart.
The only thing standing between me and the bank account I've always dreamed of is acing a game show audition. When I was in college 2 years ago, I walked into a Wheel of Fortune audition, exuding the spunkiness of the former cheerleader I was. But I didn't make the cut. Since then, I've tried Hollywood Squares, The Weakest Link, and an upcoming MTV program called Who Knows the Band. None of them have worked out. It's time to ask for some professional advice.
The most important thing would be to be energetic and to not force it. I mean, you can usually tell. I am Laura! You're like, oh, gosh.
Casting producer Laura Chambers has selected game show contestants for almost 20 years. Currently, she's culling the crowd for The Weakest Link.
We get so many guys that they're going to kind of blend in if they have the three-piece suit on. The tie-dye man is somebody that everyone talks about, and he certainly wore that tie-dye shirt to his interview.
But you don't always have to dress like the tie-dye man or behave boldly to get noticed. Nick, best known as the law student who braved the Australian outback on Survivor 2, says he stood out by keeping things toned down.
A lot of people sent in videos like skydiving or bungee jumping. I set up a camera on my desk in my room, and I just sat there and talked.
Whether it's reality TV or a game show, at some point in the audition process, you're going to have to sit down for an interview with the program producer. Nick says be honest, be candid, be prepared to get embarrassed.
I walked in, and the first question was, are you gay? And I was like, no, I'm not gay. And the guy was like, well, you get that a lot, don't you? You know, you're kind of a pretty boy. They want to see how you react. So they ask you the last time you got angry, last time you masturbated.
Any answer is fair game for deeper exploration.
On the paper application, they ask you what your perfect day would include. And somewhere in the course of my perfect day, I put that having sex with Tyra Banks would be on there. So I walked into my final interview, and the president of CBS Television, the very first question was like, so, Tyra Banks.
There is one aspect of auditioning that doesn't depend on personality, knowing the program cold. That's been the key to Noreen Wald's success. Since the 1960s, she's appeared on, among others, The $10,000 Pyramid, Jeopardy, Password, and Concentration. A few years back, she shared her tricks with the world in her book, Contestant, The Success Secrets of a Game Show Veteran. Wald explains her formula.
Prepare, perfect, present, persuade, equals play plus win. Prepare at home. If you perfect the game by playing it, you can present yourself in a good light when you get there because you're familiar with the show. And then in that way, you can persuade the decision maker. And then you can get on and have an opportunity to play and win.
But no matter how much you prepare, whether you get to hug Bob Barker is often a matter of timing. So says Maggie Connolly, a recent winner on The Weakest Link and Hollywood Squares.
That's why I always try to choose shows that are brand new or in the first season. Once the shows have been on a while, it's really hard to get on them. They can be exceptionally picky because they have such a wide fan base to choose from.
So Regis, Anne, Alex, Whoopi, any question, I'll answer it. Any quiz, I'll ace it. And to all you reality show producers, check out my bungee jump.
One down now for 3, 2, 1, ah!
For NPR News, I'm L'Oreal Edwards.
And we had production help on that story from NPR intern Andrew Brick.